CQ KO4 LA.
I think that was you, Jim. The station is CQ KO4 HKX. HKX, clear. KO4 LAO, this is KO4 HKX.
LAO, out.
KO4 HKX, mobile.
Hey, Patrick, W2T, you're coming in fine.
He must not be able to hear on his end.
I'm turned up. I know somebody did that the other day, had their radio on, they called out and didn't have their volume turned up so they couldn't hear anybody coming back to them. He went away that time, Patrick.
I'm under a power line.
I can understand that. It's about as bad as stopping under a traffic light somewhere. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you must have bumped your power a little bit.
Just about an inch.
It doesn't take much. I got stopped under a traffic light the other day, and the guy I was talking to said, "Where'd you go?" And I moved up maybe 6 inches, and I was back in there. So, you know, it's all in where you are and what kind of lines are above you, you know?
So you doing okay this rainy morning?
Yeah, I'm sitting at home. I got up late for me as to when I've usually been getting up. But anyway, got up and just been slowly taking things around here and getting them done, and don't have to be anywhere until I've got a. I've been invited to supper at 5 o'clock, so that's where I'll be this evening, having supper with a friend.
The plan. Hopefully, it's not downpour when you have to go out.
Well, it's a 5-minute drive from my house to her house.
Like I said, hopefully it's not too bad, but the good thing is a short drive, so that's a plus. But Rusty, I am getting ready to pull into my next stop, so I'm going to have to jump out of here. It's a pretty tight parking lot. Good to hear you today, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
You be careful running around out there on the road today, W2T.
W-U-2-T, KO4-LAO. How are you this morning, Rusty?
I'm doing fine. I think you must have had your volume turned down a while ago when you were checking the radio out.
No, I was trying a new speaker microphone on an HT with a new antenna whip, and it wasn't working out as good as I thought. I had a FT-60, and so I could hear you just barely on that, and then for some reason, I'm not sure why it wasn't working right, but I'll have to do a little more investigating. This is my mobile rig and my truck that I'm talking on now.
They both came back to you a while ago and didn't hear anything, so we figured that, I figured it was one of two things. Either you had volume turned down or your receive wasn't working like it was supposed to.
Receive wasn't working like I was supposed to, but I'll do a little bit more checking and see what the figure is, the problem is. But that's the whole reason we have these radios, is just so we can fix them when they're broke.
And that is happening. Well, let's see. I see Gary W4EEY is going to be starting two coming classes this fall, three classes, an extra class starting September 3rd, and a technician class on September 4th. So he's getting ready to teach classes again.
About it at the club meeting, and decided it was time for me to try. I signed up once before, but didn't make it into his regular class, and so you have to watch the videos. But anyways, I'm looking forward to knocking that out. I've been waiting to do that for some time.
I went through the final gambit a number of years ago, so, and I just try to keep up with things and keep what's going on. Just wish I had more electronics background so I could get into radios and things and work on them and do things on it when I need to. But that's neither here nor there. My background was computers and then and other things. So, but I didn't do any repairs on them to mount anything. Anyway, well, let me go. I got to go to a couple of items that just come up that I got to go take care of, so I shall talk to you later, and hopefully you'll get that other radio working like you want it. W2T.
You have a good day, and KO4 LAO is clear.